My faith in Jesus Christ is more important to me than anything in the world. And a lot of people don't want to hear the name of Jesus Christ. But what has happened is my flags draw people. I've had church services with young people up in the stands at the baseball stadium, Chase Field, because the flags have drawn them up there. And sometimes it's negative. People don't necessarily understand what I'm doing. But once they get to know me, they understand the basis for what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It draws them into knowing that maybe there's something more in life.
You know, attitude can make you or break you in life. And today we got the Attitude Lady. She's known as the Flag Lady with the Arizona Diamondbacks professional baseball team. If you've ever been at Chase Field or seen them on TV, you've probably seen the Flag Lady. Cindy McBride, who happens to be a listener, Family Life Radio as well, has a great attitude, and she's going to tell you the story of what God has been doing in her life. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and counselor, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Your attitude really can affect the people around you, and it's always possible that your attitude was misunderstood. But do you need an attitude check? If you need to change your attitude or have questions, give us a call. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Today, attitude is our topic. And to get us started here, we'll go to Cindy in a moment to hear a little bit of her story. You know, any pilot listening knows what an attitude is. An attitude for a pilot is your reference point to the earth. And so when you're flying, you either have an upward bound attitude or you have a downward bound attitude. It's either up or down. You hear people say they've got a positive attitude or a negative attitude. You know, they have an upward attitude or a down attitude. It's a decision that we make. Attitude is a decision that you and I make. We may have tendencies towards certain kind of attitude. Some people seem to be upward bound in their attitude and others more downward bound in their attitude. But it's a decision that you and I make. And I would challenge us today to really think about attitude in a new light, to realize that our attitude does impact our relationships. Our attitude does impact how successful we become in the workplace. People who are most successful in the workplace not only have the skills that are necessary, but they have a great attitude. You want to be around people with great attitudes. In fact, if I were to ask you, who are the people that you enjoy being with most often, and you were to list the names of two or three people, I can almost guarantee that those people are people with a great attitude. And so today is a topic that's important. It's a topic we need to be intentional about. It's a topic that, frankly, if we embrace it and we're intentional with our attitude, it can change our life. We're going to get to Cindy's attitude and her story in just a moment.
I listened to Randy Carlson today, and I very much appreciated him saying, quote, negative behavior ignored compounds. I very, very much agree with that, and I appreciate that he shared that with listeners. I love his program, and I praise and thank God every day for family life. Thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Goodbye.
Well, thanks. I appreciate those words of encouragement today. You can tell us your story, what God's doing in your life, when you call 888-888-1717. What is your story? What is it that God's doing in your life? We love to hear what God is doing in people's lives. Why? Why do we love stories? Why do we watch reality television or want to read biographies or whatever? Because we learn from others, and it's interesting to hear from others. But as Christians, the Bible even tells us that we are to watch others, and we can learn through watching those of faith. And when we do, we grow. And so today, we're going to hear a story of someone who's very positive, as I put it, very positively faith-driven in her life. And her name is Cindy McBride, and she's from the Phoenix area. Every Phoenix Diamondback baseball fan who's ever been to the game or watched television has seen this lady in action. No, she's not on the field. She's the Flag Lady. Hi there, Cindy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much. This is such an honor to be speaking with you.
Well, I'm glad you're a listener of Family Life Radio, and I'm glad you're so positive in your faith. First of all, we got to know, what is it? What is a Flag Lady about? I mean, is this an assignment, or did you take this on yourself?
I take it on myself, Dr. Randy. Years ago, when I went through a divorce, I was able to start going to the baseball games. My husband was not a baseball person. He wasn't a sports person. When he divorced me, it allowed me the ability to do the things that I wanted to do. And I've always enjoyed sports, so I started going to the baseball games. I'm not one who sits down very well. I like to be active. I like to be up and moving. So I started dressing in costumes and making small flags just to cheer the players on, to let them know that somebody was up in the stands cheering for them, even if they were losing the game. You could still be positive in the fact that they're still out there playing, giving it their best shot. And so that became bigger and bigger and bigger. And they used to call me the dancing granny and the crazy dancing lady. Then the Diamondbacks gave me, a couple of years after that, they gave me the name of Rally Sally. And then everybody knows me as the flag lady. So it all evolved. But I think so many times people go to sporting events or to bars or wherever they go to hang out looking for something positive, even if they don't know that. They need something to say, there's more to life than what I'm experiencing. And that's kind of where it all evolved into, is just wanting to be a positive aspect at the games for people.
And Cindy, there's more to the story, and that's what I want to hear, because it's not only being positive. You have positive for a purpose. You have positive directional-wise as far as your faith. And sometimes when you're being very positive as a faith-driven follower of Jesus Christ, that can irritate other people. And maybe you're just not wired like Cindy to be that positive and have to stand up and celebrate life. But we need to do that more often, don't we? We need to have that attitude of celebration. Hey, I want you to come back in a moment, Cindy, and let's talk about your faith and how this has really impacted your faith and your impact in the lives of others. And frankly, how being sometimes such a positive, faith-driven person can irritate other people. So let's get intentional about being positive, knowing that maybe others aren't so excited about it when we're excited about our faith.
This is Lori Allen with Intentional Health News. YMCA's and Pfizer have teamed up to help us age healthier. The 50 Moving Forward program encourages baby boomers to exercise, eat healthy, and have fun.
What this population told us was, hey, we want to play. And they played a lot as kids, and they played on their bikes, and they played with basketballs, and some of them even played with dance. And so this program is geared towards letting these people, now that they're older, get back involved with these activities at a level that is appropriate for their age.
That's Jim Kaufman, the National Director for Health and Well-Being for YMCA of the USA. With the number of older Americans increasing every day, and the 70% chance they will develop at least one chronic disease, Kaufman says screenings are important.
And so if you have the conversations with your healthcare provider, you're more likely then to understand what immunizations and screenings you should have in order to prevent these things from ever happening in the first place.
Kaufman says older Americans who socialize and stay involved with people receive health benefits also. It sounds like going to church and serving others will keep you feeling better. With Intentional News, I'm Lori Allen.
Lori, thank you for that good report from our Intentional Living News team. I'm Randy Carlson from our Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona. From here, we spend a lot of time in our prayer together. We plan, research, looked at how we can take the principles and teaching of intentional living in Christ and apply it to a life, your life, the lives of families and marriages and singles who, frankly, all of us, every day, we get up and we make decisions how we're going to choose to live. It's a decision we make. And the decisions we make will determine how the day turns out. And so we want to help you think through how you're going to live your day today, your week, this month, and this year, and the rest of your life as a follower of Jesus Christ. Cindy is known in the Phoenix area and all D-back fans, the Diamondback baseball team fans, as the flag lady. Very enthusiastic. Now tell me, Cindy, how does this flow out of your life as far as your faith? Where is your relationship with Christ, and how does being positive in your faith maybe negatively impact those around you who aren't as excited about life as you are?
My faith in Jesus Christ is more important to me than anything in the world. And a lot of people don't want to hear the name of Jesus Christ, but what has happened is my flags draw people. I've had church services with young people up in the stands at the baseball stadium, Chase Field, because the flags have drawn them up there. And sometimes it's negative. People don't necessarily understand what I'm doing, so it causes them to have a negative impact, like, what is she doing, and why is she doing that, and what is she trying to do, and that type of negativity. But once they get to know me, they understand the basis for what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, then it kind of draws them a little bit into it. But I think that by just having the faith that I have in Christ and what he's going to do for me and how he does things, and I get a chance to tell people, it draws them into that faith. It draws them into knowing that maybe there's something more in life than what they're experiencing. And I've been called some names that aren't necessarily conducive to being a positive person. But even the people I work with, a lot of them just like the fact that I'm very positive at work. I don't take anger home with me. I don't bring anger into work. I pray a lot when I'm at work. I've had opportunities to pray with our patients and things like that. So it's a positive aspect, just being able to, when people recognize me, to be able to just to talk with them.
Are you ever down, though, Cindy? Are you wired this way? Is it just your personality, or do you have to work at this?
No, it's pretty much my personality. In spite of everything last year and the last 35, 40 years, I'm basically a positive person. I don't see any reason not to put myself into perspective of looking at things and saying there is something better. And I get the better things, the things that are important to me. And if I can give a word of encouragement to even one person, then that's what I want to do. A friend of mine wrote a book about baseball and spirituality, and it's called Nine Innings, and he was a baseball player with the Oakland A's. And to be able to give that book to people, and especially the baseball players, they can read the book and they can say, this is great. And it's not just Diamondbacks. It's New York Yankees. It's Boston Red Sox. It's San Diego Padres. It's San Francisco Giants. But I'm basically a positive person. I think life is too short not to be positive and look at life. In spite of all the garbage that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, there's still a positive outcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, Cindy, we'll be watching for you in the stands. And who are you picking for the World Series this year?
I'm going to say the Diamondbacks. I've watched them during spring training, and they've got a fantastic bullpen. And Cody Ross is one of my favorites, and he's a Diamondback now, and my heart just leaped for joy when we signed him. So I'm really, really excited.
All right. Well, keep waving those flags.
Yes, sir. I'm working on it. In fact, I'm working on some right now.
Cindy McBride, and, you know, we didn't even get into the fact that she has challenges, too, issues in her life. Single person, financial issues, but you hear the flow of that sense of being positive. Positive for a reason. You know, the idea of positive thinking, and of course that's been around for a long, long time, and positive psychology and all of that. And we know there's health, the benefits, and so on, just to remain positive. And we as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, there's a lot of us who wrestle with staying positive. I mean, it's our personality. We wrestle with tending to go toward the melancholy kind of approach to life. But I would just challenge us as we listen to Cindy today to get back to a verse that comes to mind for me from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, that reminds us that whatever is right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, to start thinking on those things. And we know as we start thinking on the right things and then we start behaving with that truth, when we start behaving with the truth of the Scripture, then the emotions will follow. Emotions always follow our thinking and our behavior. And so as we're thinking about being intentional today, I think you may not get up in the morning being a flag lady or a flag guy in your heart. You may not be that positive about life, but we can make a decision today to be positive about this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, the Bible says, and we choose intentionally to rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to share just three simple points tonight about the power of words and how they influence our life. And the first one is that our words are powerful. Words are not neutral. Words make a difference. Words will either bring a person up or bring a person down. Josh Billings made the statement, there's great power in words if you don't hitch too many of them together. It's when we hitch too many of them together that sometimes we get into problems with our words. That's the first, the teaching of words, the power of words. I think of a passage that says, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. What a beautiful picture. Words matter, and taking words and using them to build the kingdom, using words that will build our marriage, build our relationships, that's a good thing. Words are powerful. That's one example of one of the monthly teachings from Intentional Living. All members receive a brand new, fresh teaching every month on a topic that will lift you up will point you toward Christ, will strengthen you. For instance, this month it was on the topic of habits, building godly habits and how to do that. Next month, another topic and so on. If you're not a member now, come and join us. In fact, Dawn's here to tell you how you can do that. Right now, Dawn.
Thanks, Dr. Randy. No, today's program is just one more reminder that we are here to help people no matter where they are in life, whether it's through a relationship or with their faith or with some aspect of life that they're dealing with, struggling to be intentional. We want to help you have the tools to get that accomplished. And so I'm so appreciative, and I know you are too, of the people that have come alongside Intentional Living as members of the ministry.
And, you know, it's always a great privilege to be able to thank folks personally, and we have many to thank. Brenda has joined in on her journey of living intentionally in support of the ministry from Albuquerque. Kathleen from Battle Creek, Michigan. Here's Susan from Boise, Idaho. And Jana from Carlsbad, New Mexico. Just some who've joined us in the last while here to be a part of the family. We appreciate their support. You know what? We get a chance, as you know, Dawn, every month to send out a brand new teaching from our center to encourage you on your journey, to be with you and walk with you and help you stay focused on living that intentional life in Christ.
It's our monthly coaching CD. If you'd like to receive that every month, brand new topic from Dr. Randy, then I invite you to think about becoming a monthly member of Intentional Living. You know, your gift of, no matter what the amount is, whether it's $10 a month, $50 a month, or whatever it is going to go a long way to help this ministry. I hope you'll go online to find out more about becoming a member. It's theintentionallife.com. Again, theintentionallife.com. Or even now, you can call our ministry center during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I will get out from behind the computer and spend 1 hour doing something, cleaning, exercising, or a combo of these things every day. I will choose to speak words of encouragement and not be so negative. And every day I will pray for my husband, my daughter, and our relationship as a family. These are just a few of the one things listeners are doing to become intentional. Do you have a one thing? Tell us today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. When you do, the Intentional Living team will be praying for you. Coming up, James has a question about honesty and communication. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Wow, Jill, you look great.
Thanks. I feel great.
New diet? Working out?
Well, kind of. I've been reading this book from Dr. Randy Carlson called The Power of One Thing.
Reading a book made you look this good?
It's about changing your life one small, intentional step at a time, each day. For me, that means taking better care of myself, spiritually and physically.
Well, it's working.
Your one thing, lived intentionally, will help you achieve the dreams you've given up on. Buy The Power of One Thing today at theintentionallife.com.
At Intentional Living, we're always looking for ideas for future programs that you're interested in. Maybe today's program sparked a thought about something you need Dr. Randy to talk about. Or maybe you're going through an experience and you have something to share that we could use in a future program. Write us on Facebook/Intentional Living or talk to us at theintentionallife.com. Click on Contact. Maybe you or your idea will be featured soon on Intentional Living.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If you missed a piece of today's program, visit our archives at theintentionallife.com. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt. And welcome back to Intentional Living from our Intentional Living Center. You know, here at the Intentional Living Center, every day we focus on what it means to know and live our purpose. And, you know, there's great passion that occurs. Here's what I've discovered in my life. You know, I grew up with the idea that, you know, God had a whole list of do's and don'ts, and we were just to do what he said to do and don't do what he said not to do. And it was some sort of a box we had to climb into to please God. What I recognize as I've grown over the years is that whatever we do, what God commands for us to do, it's for our benefit. Life is easier. My marriage, my finances, my health. If I do what God says, it's for our good, not putting us in a box. If the world had the answers, they'd be happy campers, and they're not. And the reality is when we do what God says, it's for our good. It's not just lockstep obedience where we don't think and we're just mindless robots. There's freedom in choosing to be intentional. That's what we call it, to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why we're here, just to help you think more intentionally about your life. To that end, let's go to James in Shawnee, Kansas. Hi there, James. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Dr. Carlson. I really like listening to your program. It's been a real blessing to me, and I always like listening to you. So,
well, thank you. What's your question for me today?
I just got out of I'm 43 years old. I've been divorced for close to 20 years. I got married young and divorced young, and I have raised a son by myself at 20 years old. And I'm now officially been an empty nester for about 6 years, and really didn't do a whole lot of dating the time that he was growing up. And once he got out on his own, I kind of stepped out into the dating world. And about 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, I met a young lady that I thought was a very bright woman, very talented, very successful in the workplace. And I was really, really smitten with her. You know, I'd been praying for a wife for many years. And we began to date. And after a couple of months, things seemed like, you know, they were kind of getting kind of serious. And I thought to myself, you know, this could be somebody that I could possibly marry. About 3 months into it, you know, we sat down and talked. And I've always been very transparent and open about things. And talked to her about, you know, my life story and where I've been and what's gone on. And come to find out, a couple of months into it, she has two children, and I didn't know that she had been married multiple times. And without her telling me directly, I kind of had to piece some things together. And
yeah, run, don't walk.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
why would she not tell you she'd been married multiple times and have children if she's getting serious? I could see maybe on a, you know, here's just a casual first date and we're together enjoying the evening. But if all of a sudden you're getting serious and you have to find out through investigative study that she's been married multiple times, did she lie to you? Did you ask her if she'd been married?
I didn't really ask. I kind of pieced it together, but because she has two children, I kind of figured out, well, she's been married twice. And then 9 months into it, I was sitting having a conversation with her mom, and she divulged to me she'd been married a third time. My heart just kind of sank a little bit, and then finally, you know, I asked her about it. I said, yeah, what's going on here? She got really defensive about it and said, you know, that's something I choose to forget about, and something that happened a long time ago that was a horrible experience and this and that. You know, I didn't know that, and then the youngest child was a boy, and that was her third marriage. And she didn't get custody of him in the divorce. We were talking one time about this and that, and she brought up the subject of child support, and I thought, what's going on here? You know, and then she finally kind of, in a nonchalant way, kind of explained to me that she didn't have custody of him, and I gave her the opportunity to really tell me about it, and left it open. And all she says is, I'll tell you the details about it sometime.
All right, James, let me jump in. There's a lot to this story, obviously, after what appears to be three marriages. Let me just say this. If I understand your question is, where do you go from here? And
yeah, I've got actually two of them for you.
Okay.
The first one is, you know, in relationships, where do you draw the line in the sand between being discerning and being forgiving and sympathetic and compassionate versus someone that's not being transparent, truthful, and honest with you about their past and their present life?
All right, what's the second question?
The second one is, we talked about some things. She had some men that were quote-unquote friends that she would go to lunch with one-on-one sometimes, and that really bothered me.
Well, let me ask you, James. I mean, this is a very apparent to every listener right now is saying, oh, wait a minute. I mean, the answer is obvious. Marriages are built on honesty and truthfulness. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not things in our lives that are in our lives. I mean, that's part of, you know, relationships. But if there's a whole series of things that you don't feel like you can trust her, or she's not been forthright with you, or you feel like you have to pry it out to get the information. What I hear in your heart, James, is a great deal of unsettledness. You're asking specific questions about where's a line and where's this. I'm going to ask you the question. What is God revealing to you about this relationship moving forward?
That it's just, it's not of him. And there's some untruthfulness and some things that weren't brought out at the beginning. And her reply to that would be, well, I'm not going to tell anybody my life story until I figure out that this is somebody I want that I'm seriously
And if I were talking to her, James, I might say to her, she's probably been hurt in the past and has learned to protect herself. And I'm sure she has a very powerful story of what she's been through. And that may be the way she's choosing to protect herself. And that's certainly understandable to many people as well. You just answered the question. And let me just be real bottom line here. You don't need to call Intentional Living anybody or talk to me or a counselor or anybody. Is if it's very clear that God is revealing in you to you through his word, through his Holy Spirit, what is right, what's wrong, what direction to take, that's the end of the discussion. Now, it doesn't mean we don't get counsel from others to help, you know, get clarity in our thinking. But once God reveals that to us, once there's a clarity that says this is a green light or a red light, then we need to act on what we hear. And I think for you, James, my answer to you would be, if God's revealed to you what you just said, anything you do contrary to that would be disobedient to him.
Right.
And I don't want to be cutting it short other than to say I think that's really the end of the story. And the rest would be details. And then it's a matter of really praying about it. I think getting with your pastor to pray about it and being sure in your own heart how to handle that as you move forward. But whatever you do, don't disobey what God's leading you to do.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Patty. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I've been listening to you for about maybe 4 years. Never had the nerve to call you. My experiences with not being intentional or not being honest or not sharing. When I met my husband, he wanted to have more kids, and I didn't tell him I didn't want to have kids. So when we got married, you know, something came up, and I told him I did not want to have no kids. It was the worst thing that ever happened for him. What you don't know or what you don't say will hurt somebody very bad. It was very hard for me to deal with it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boy, there's a heart that's broken as a result of not being transparent and honest. Our words matter. They matter a great deal, and that is something that we need to focus on. And our attitude matters a great deal when it comes to our relationship. You know, tomorrow on the program, we're going to call it Cold Case Christianity. That's the name of a book written by the gentleman I'm going to talk to tomorrow, who's a homicide detective who went on a cold case investigation of Christ and found him. And that'll be a great story. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. We'll see you next time from our Intentional Living Center.